That's coming to a special Sunday edition of the Fireside. All right, I'm just gonna lower my volume so that you guys don't hear the pings. So it's been a crazy week. We had that big Dread Brawl, and then we had a giant fight yesterday. Dread Brawl, I already did the Fireside to talk about. Only thing I'll mention about that, we talked about that in a lot more detail, but I'm glad we took that fight. It was sort of a thing that I talk about with our leadership a lot, that there are, correct decisions and there are the right decision. And the correct decision would have been probably like, B2 was in there first with their dreads. And we certainly had a moment that, we could have been like, hey, we're not going into this. Because it was pretty obvious from the start that things were going against us, particularly the tie-dye. Which was 90% in our staging and 0% in the enemy staging, which meant they could get a lot more people in a lot quicker. It took people 30 minutes to jump clone and undock, which is really unfortunate in a dread fight. Either way, that might have been the correct decision, but the right decision is that we roll deep with our allies. We don't hang them out to dry. We would rather get in there, get a brawl, and die together than to live alone. That's sort of something I talk with leadership about. And it's the kind of call that you got to make in a split second sometimes. So that's all I got to say about that one. Then we went on to Saturday. A lot of you were there, and that was a great fight. Like, that was an excellent fight. You guys showed up in big numbers. You guys showed up in huge numbers. And we had a lot of fleets out from between us, our allies, and the enemy was riding high after that dreadnought. They have been sniffing their own farts in a very deep way in their pings and in their conversations. They were saying game over, and then we showed up, and we outnumbered them. It wasn't a lot, but we did outnumber them, and we certainly outplayed them. So that's what was important. And you guys were on fleets. Those were some really exciting, fun, frenetic fleets. Very enjoyable, very, very exciting. And we won every objective. We won the structures. We won the iHubs. It went, and we won the ISK. And I don't care about that last one, but it is nice to mention it when it does happen. Some of you guys were in my fleet. We were rolling around. We were being very elusive for a battleship fleet. Some of you were in John's fleet. He was warping in, sniping people. He got in a big brawl at the end. Some of you were in more mobile fleets, flying everywhere, putting out fires. Some of you were defending areas. I really loved that. I really loved that fight. I'm not a huge iHub fight guy personally. Like, those aren't not my favorite fights because I don't like all the organizational complexity of like tracking all of it. I don't like that part very much, but that was the kind of fight that you play E for. Yeah, people are saying their fleet they're in, what they had fun, and I'm glad you guys did.
Like having a fleet with PGL and VSFCs together, that is just also epic.
Yeah, we had to ping that fleet third because we knew if we pinged PGLV team up, no one else would go to any of their fleets. So we had to let that one be the third fleet. So let's discuss what their next move will be. They have been attacking for over a year now, I'd say. I mean, it is over a year, right? Yeah, it's a long time, and they still have not taken in any Sov and Declan. They took X-47 on sort of a Chinese holiday. B2, frankly, underprepared for it. They didn't even tell us about. But they have not taken any Sov yet, and this war every week looks worse and worse for them. Just more pie in their eye. They like, I don't get it. If you're a line member over there and you're watching no progress, what are you thinking? And that's why their numbers are getting lower, because you don't want to show up to lose over and over and over again. All right, so we are replacing our dreads from the fight, and Kasdanir announced a enhanced SRP program. So if you guys lost a dread, most of you already signed up for this. We are basically going to upgrade you to a Zerg or a Navy dread, even if you lost a regular dread. So we are have that now. I don't have the link, but if you guys go to the forum, it is perfect. So that's something we're happy to do. We saw the performance numbers as we expected. Phoenix Navy issues and Zernitras were the best performers. It was not even close, really. So we had the right read on that. Obviously the downside was they had more dreads than us, which is something that we figured would be the case. And on top of that, any sort of tactical advantage we had was messed up by the tie-dye being unevenly applied. So even with more dreads, you know, there's a chance you get in there faster and quicker, and you work it work to your advantage. But that tie-dye kind of ruined that advantage. So what we need is more dreads, which is why we've been talking about this for months already. I'm going to keep talking about it. It's like my own personal PI. All right. While we're talking about the fight on Saturday, I did want to shout out two guys, Mr. Yufik and Killer641. I don't know if either of those guys are here. If you two are here, you did a great job. Those guys were flying around with the multi-boxing a ton of Griffins and just jamming a bunch of hackers. And that was actually super useful. I like to recognize people who take initiative and do something like that. That's really useful. So thanks to Mr. Yufik and Killer641. If you guys are here, take a bow.
They are both here and listening.
Awesome. Yeah, Burden says, every time there is a big timer, coalitions should petition node reinforce on staging system nodes. I totally agree with you, Burden, and that's what we did. And CCP told us to stop doing it, that they would take care of it. So, you know, we listened to CCP. They said, don't petition the nodes, we already have it handled. And that was that's how they handled it. I don't think it's some big conspiracy theory. I think that was just unfortunate. But they actually asked us to stop doing it, and we did stop it. All right. I want to talk about a sort of more somber topic. We moved this because of the server crash. At 0100 tonight, we'll have a Sino Vigil for a fellow Capsuleer who lost his son. And that'll be 0100 tonight. So if you can show up and light a Sino for that, we would be appreciative. And we will be sending, you know, screenshots of the event to the family to see that the Eve family is commemorating and remembering and grieving with them. On a more upbeat news, we are going to be having meetings. And that's in person. We have this month at FanFest. And next month at Goon Vegas, we are having meetings that Carneros has been organizing. Carneros, can you throw the links in there? All right, Ranger got it. Perfect. So yeah, if you want to meet up with your fellow Goon, you got two options. You got FanFest if you're flying over to Iceland, and you have Vegas, which I believe is next month. So there are two chances to meet your fellow Goons, hang out, have some fun. Please check those threads out. Carneros didn't organize them. He just told me about it. Okay. Am I going there? Yeah, chances are low. And immediately after this, we have a cap move-up. So if you need to move a cap, this will be right after I stop talking. Zinta says, if I went to an Eve meetup, you wouldn't know. If you ever hear, meet a brave random line member who sounds a lot like me, you know, you never know. All right. That's pretty much all I wanted to talk about. I wanted to catch us up. We have a lot of stuff going on. If you have questions, though, please go ahead and ask them. And if I forgot something, some of my directors will.
I think Casimir has something to talk about that starts tomorrow.
We talked about this so much. Dude, we talked about this so much. And literally.
Yeah.
I'm so Ron Burgundy. He didn't put it on the agenda and I just forgot it. I'm the opposite of Ron Burgundy. I will not read whatever you don't put on here.
I've been literally handing dreadnoughts out the entire time you've been speaking until this very moment. So all fine.
Ranger just dropped it on the agenda right now. Yeah. The CSM starts tomorrow. The election. That's a good point. We've been talking about working on this for literal months. And I just forgot about it in 3 minutes.
That was amazing. Okay. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, so CSM 18 election starts tomorrow. Are you all ready to vote exactly as the state tells you?
Absolute freedom to vote however you want, the state tells you.
That's exactly right. So, this year is super interesting. We actually only have 3 Imperium citizens even running for CSM, meaning we had to construct a ballot full of people who are not in the Imperium anymore, in some cases. So that's been interesting. I've been talking to a lot of people, and we think we have a pretty good team put together, even from people who you may not have heard of, or if you've heard of, a couple of them you might raise your eyebrows at. So get ready. I am going to paste the list. It is already updated in the OP of the CSM 18 thread in the War Room. Here we go. So Angry Mustache and I will lead the ticket just like last year. We are confident in our voting power as a block, that having the two of us first will, just like last year, lead to us getting elected pretty much right off the bat. The rest of the list is brought to you by the best mathematics in the Imperium. We believe that this has the best EV of getting the most people friendly to us and our ideas on. And so I will go through them. So in third, we have Kantan. Like I said, the only other Imperium citizen running, we wanted to give the best possible shot. He's also getting a lot of help from other people living in Pakvin. I just want to say I've been impressed Bicontan's work in the Alliance over the past, you know, couple of years, dragging us back into the Triangle very effectively. I think more than any other single person in EVE, he's probably most responsible for the death of the Precious a couple months back. That was amazing. Okay. So yeah, congratulations to him. We look forward to seeing him on. In fourth is Mark Resurrectus. You may know him from the meta show. He's a wormholer, by the way. We did not actually endorse Mark last year, although he did win. We endorsed someone else who was in the Imperium, also a wormholer named Alaskar. But Mark has come on strong, and we feel like he's actually invaluable in this sort of spot that he has, you know, gained essentially on his own merits without any of our help. Right? I think it's great to have a non-Nullsec interlocutor, someone who can communicate with a lot of different groups, but we don't have to worry about him losing his space and it being a political topic, right? So we wanted to ensure that Mark gets back on. As a matter of fact, we think that it's great to have him around. Obviously, he has a lot of support from wormholers, but as he observed yesterday, never before has a wormhole candidate been elected twice, and if we can, we're going to make sure that happens. The next two slots are trades with friendlies. Pando is a repeat. He's an incumbent also. He's going to be higher on Init's ballot, and we wanted to make sure that he gets some of our ballots also, make sure that we put him over the top. So we've traded, and Kontan will also appear on Init's ballot. The sixth slot is a trade with, I want to say Braid, Dujek One-Eye.
Yeah, that's Braid.
Yeah, Braid's candidate. They'll also be putting Kontan on. And then rounding out the Kontan saga is Drake Idon. Who is really more well-known as like a sort of low-sec small gang PvP guy, not always thought of as friendly to Nullsecers, but he's been very engaged in Pokfin. He's heading the unified Pokfin ballot, as far as we can tell. And he's actually been really first great at bringing people together. He ran the Pokfin roundtable after the nerfs earlier this year, which was really effective. I really ended up respecting him a lot after that. We had a big fight, and he stood up to me. I thought that was pretty impressive. And then
can we address why, some people asking, why is Shine's not on the ballot?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll back up before we go into these others. So we, like I said, best math in the Imperium. We believe that, and Init is also confident, that they're going to put Shines over the top directly. This happened last year with Brisk in first. We actually sent a lot of our overflow in the third slot to Brisk, but he was able to get on just by being in first with the initiative. They're even bigger this year, and so we're confident that Shines has the juice and that we don't essentially need to share on both sides there. And that if you look,
you're not on any ballots elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly right. Yes. And I think if Angry is, he's in a low slot on their ballot, right, by contrast. So Init's ballot looks super interesting. I'm really excited to see what comes of all of this. We've worked hard. I think it looks like we've worked harder than we actually have with how good these ballots stack up against each other. I'm pretty excited. But yes, with Shines and I in the first slot, we're not, you know, camping for other people's spots. Let me see if there's other questions real fast.
I'm watching. You can go down the rest of it.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was talking about Drake. He, like I said, has been impressive. And in talking to me in particular, I interviewed some of these guys. He was able, you know, when we talked, he was not opposed to the idea of, like I wrote about in the thread, Nullsec getting, you know, a lot more attention from CCP than it had, and trying to build something that is better than what we have now. Eighth is Luke Annanen, first hostile candidate. You know, probably a long time, as a matter of fact. Luke is FRT's top candidate. We wanted to show some support for him as an incumbent. Actually, he's been great to work with on the existing CSM, right? We don't always have to see the universe purely in red-blue terms. He's not directly in PanFam, and so we wanted to essentially have a shout-out. These lower slots are mostly for signaling purposes, and we wanted to, you know, show him a little of our support there. Odd has become recently a more and more popular streamer, and seems like a good person to have in this spot. He's done some outreach to us, and I've also talked to him. I gotta say, I am personally a little bit favorably inclined here, because a few months back, Rattati went on his show and ended up quoting me on Oz's show, which was, of course, very flattering. So, that's Oz. Feel free to go check out his stuff if you want to look at how people see the economy and markets and trade. I foresee that there's a lot more coming on the economic topic this year, even though it feels like we've been talking about it for a long time already. So he is on there. And lastly, rounding out, we have Mike Azariah. He's a very well-known quantity for some people. If you've been playing a long time, you've got to know who Mike is. He's running again this year, and if he can get on, he's a really great person to have on the CSM for constituent service and giving feedback. Really good guy and useful to a large section of the player base that often we're not even talking to.
All right. Perfect.
that's what we've got. We are going to work on all the stuff that you are used to. The exit poll should go live really as soon as the election does. Instructions will be coming. This ballot is already posted at the end of the OP that I made earlier this week, but there will probably be a separate thread with it directing you with all of the directions, how the election works, the exit poll, and all of this stuff. So thank you all in advance for voting exactly as the state tells you.
So, Kaz, I have a question. Say I'm a new member of the Imperium, and I'm very confused by the combined ballot and whatnot. Can you explain to me, like, why we do that and what the importance is?
Yeah, heck yeah. So this election is actually a modified single transferable vote system. And what that means is that it's two things. One, if the person you're voting for doesn't get elected, then your next choice receives your vote. And two, if the person you were voting for does get elected, but they have too many votes, your vote can also overflow to your second or third choice. So what you see in that list above is our ordering, our mathematical choices, trying to get the most of our friendly candidates on as these votes cascade. And the way that works is there's a series of rounds as they add up the votes, and votes will move from different ballots as players get dropped out, right? The lowest vote-getting people get dropped out. There's a whole set of videos online. If you Google single transferable vote, it's well known as a pretty solid way of choosing multiple candidates without biasing in favor of the groups that are too big, right? This is actually a pretty good defense against us. But as such, there's a lot of math that we can do, and we've proven pretty good at it. And that's why we put out an entire ballot. We don't want a single person's vote, even a tenth of it, to be wasted, even potentially, right? So we always make sure and fill out all the slots. And we also go for extremely high ballot discipline. We don't want you changing any of these slots. We provide links so that you can click a link and it'll fill out the entire ballot for you and you can just press go. That's all highly intentional. That is what we mean when we say vote exactly as the state tells you. We have a plan, and if it works, all of the chances are pointing in our favor to maybe do a little better than you would think on average that we would do, and that's what we're going for here.
Yeah. So even if you don't personally like one of these people, like I don't like Kaznir, right? But I'm still going to put him number one, and we want you guys to do the same.
You're the best, babe.
Yeah. Put everyone on the list as ordered. Vote exactly as the state tells you, as is your right as a free human being in person. And vote with every account. We will be doing the exit polling, so we have an idea. We can compare it to previous years. So we would love for you guys to vote exactly as the state tells you.
That's right. Yeah, we didn't cover some of the basics of the gospel here. The rule is you have to be Omega, and it's once per Omega account. The account also has to be older, I think, than 30 days. I think it's 30. It might be a little longer. But the point is you can't make a new account now. You're too late to make new stuff now. But older accounts, you can definitely reactivate if you have some other excuse, and then you get an extra vote during the next week. So
vote early, vote often.
That's right.
Time to do a move up.
Hell yeah.
All right. I'm going to answer any questions. And then we can do the move up. If you got questions, throw them out here. Will we see Stormbringer fleets for these large battles? They seem to perform pretty well in the fight yesterday. Yeah, we will. It's not our number one priority right now, because Init had that covered very well, and you saw, and I don't think two of them would have the same value as one big one. So we focused on the Shacks, Init focused on Stormbringers, and it worked really well. What hot sauce do you like? Ketchup.
Oh, God. Caritas, yes.
Asher, can you explain the disparity of the number of PAPs issued in Timber Fleets? I had to spend 5 hours with PGL for a measly 2 PAPs. So you get 1 PAP every 3 hours. So that is the standard amount of PAPs that you should have received.
I'll take a look. I know we did hand out some bonuses, and I thought we caught them all, but I'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I mean, we gave everyone 2 PAPs, is what it should be, right? Yeah. Tell about the weekend pack deal for extra votes for people interested. Yeah, I actually didn't know about this, but you can have your account for like 3 days or something. And
oh, God, they did that?
Yeah, yeah. So if you wanted to do that, if you wanted to support the state.
Is that not for real life money?
Yes, yes. It's for a small amount, though. So,
it's like $3 US or something.
I see, okay. Did it for the Dread Fight. So, yeah. So, there you go.
And the answer to Altarari's question is no. You don't have to be Omega for a certain period. The account has to be a certain number of days old, which I think is 30. But if you re-Omega, you can vote immediately.
Asher, how important is it to report an officer spawn to you during a fight? Truly, the Alliance would cease to function if you did not report an officer spawn to me during the middle of a giant fight. I wonder what officer that was. I'm actually really curious. If it was like a Cormac or an Estimel or something, I probably would PM me too. But if it was like a Tarai, no, just handle it yourself. Why is our Keepstar pink again? Some cats near nonsense. It won't be pink next month. Yeah, Estimel Invuln is still a great, great, great thing.
So I'll Go. I saw one that I'll answer. There was one about booster carrier SRP, and yeah, like we'll definitely we'll make those people whole as well. The ISK values on affordable care are they're accurate for subs. They're basically you should just ignore them for caps. Because every time we have a cap fight, we handle the SRP in a way that's fair and makes everyone feel whole at the end.
Yeah, we just do it on an ad hoc basis. We don't like it doesn't make sense to adjust it because the cap fights don't always happen like every week. So we just do it at when the fight happens. We do it correctly.
Dirk, this is not my favorite color, and Asher knows very well how about taking think
guys,
about.
Here's one thing I really don't want to hear. I don't want to hear your complaints about the color of the Keepstar. Like there are more things in the game to worry about. It'll be a different color next month. We can handle it. We can get through this together.
It's very hard. I was planning to move our staging.
Oh, jeez. Jirai says, is that Naglfar fleet issue over others? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to bring one, you can. You won't get SRP'd, but you can bring one. I suppose we can give you regular Naglfar SRP.
If we manage
to get all the things with the CSM, what is the first order of business in fixing things? You're still here, Cass? That's a good question for you.
I think it's sort of...
Yeah, it's from Boat. I think it sort of overestimates, what the CSM does.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Boat. Go read the whole thread, Boat. You'll love it. I have a whole big plan, right? Do I know how much of that I'm going to get? No way. In terms of, like, immediate fixes, we just really need to get them to have some attention back on NullSec. Anything that they change with the current meta is going to be useful. In terms of like how space is conquered, who can hold it, what produces value, some sort of alteration to the meta is what I'm gunning for. Right. That's a short answer.
It's a super good thread. You should read Kazimir's post. It is really well done. Like, I can't recommend it enough. Someone can link that.
Aw. Thanks, Dad.
You're quite welcome. I mean, it's true, though. Yeah, there you go. Please read that thread if you have not. I know many of you have, but if you have not, it is well worth the read. I also have another thread for you guys to read. It is Angry Mustache's two-region Navy thread. Is about getting our dread production into high gear. Go ahead and check that out as well. A lot of reading, but it's good reading. Can we get an audiobook for the thread? That should just be one fireside where I just read thread to people who are too lazy to read it themselves.
I'm going to do move up now. Sorry, I should have cut you off, but I have Brave also and Cetra waiting on us.
So. All right, we'll go do it now. That sounds good. Thanks for coming, guys. Appreciate you guys being here on a Sunday. I'm going to watch some football later today. I hope you guys have a good Sunday. See y'all later.